Blog Talk Radio.
Within me, bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manasseh Christian Ministries. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to first of all take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry, we'll be here to bless our hearts with a word from the Lord this evening. So you don't want to miss this Holy Ghost-filled woman on fire for the Lord. Tune in at 7 p.m. when Pastor Kathy will bless us mightily. You can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. Our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, "Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effective, permanent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. To God be the glory." Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, as we enter into this sanctuary, we bring your presence with us. We speak your peace, your grace, and your mercy, and your perfect order into this sanctuary. We acknowledge our power over all that will be spoken, thought, decided, and done within these walls. Lord, we thank you for the gifts you have blessed us with. We commit to using them responsibly in your honor. Give us a fresh supply of strength to do our job. Anoint our projects, ideas, and energy so that even our smallest accomplishment may bring you glory. And Lord, when we are confused, please guide us. When we are weary, please energize us. And when we are burnt out, please infuse us with the light of the Holy Spirit. And may the work that we do and the way that we do it bring faith, joy, and a smile to all that we come in contact with today. And, oh Lord, when we leave this sanctuary, give us traveling mercy. Bless our families and homes to be in order as we left it. And Lord, we thank you for everything you have done. Thank you for everything you're doing. And we thank you for everything you're going to do. And we thank you in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And at this time, I'd like to welcome in the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary, because we never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the sanctuary. So Holy Spirit, you are welcome here, by Francesca. Praise be to God.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come your glory, God.
Amen. Praise be to God. Whew, thank you, Lord. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision. And I pray your Holy Spirit manifest the breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of his gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. My inspiration for this evening is entitled, The Flawless Word of God. How gullible are you? I'm not asking in a derogatory or put down way. I tend to believe what I hear, read, and watch. If you're like me, you realize there's definitely a need to discern truth. And that ability comes from learning, growing, and understanding the Bible. You may want to get involved in a Bible study or take some classes to further your knowledge. Memorizing scripture is crucial to being able to separate fact from fiction. Amen? The American Banking Association once sponsored a training program to help tellers detect counterfeit bills. Not once during the training were the tellers exposed to actual counterfeit. For 2 weeks, they handled nothing but the real thing. Because they became so familiar with the true that they could not be fooled by the false. And that's exactly what I'm encouraging you to do. Amen? Let us pray. Jesus, memorizing takes time and energy, which are in short supply in our life. Please give us an energy boost and open our mind to your word. We want to do everything we can to know truth and learn about you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And that is my inspirational for women. Praise God. At this time, I will play another selection. And again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Associate Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry down in Georgia will come and bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word. Praise God. At this time, I will play another selection. Amen.
Give it praise, 'cause I remember is so brand new. You're my favorite song, Jesus. I sing the praises of you. I know there'll be problems coming just to tear me, but with you I have the victory, victory.
So when you see me just dancing and giving praise,
'cause I remember you made a way out of no way.
Made a way out of no way. So for me, he can pray.
I'm telling you from my own experience, you don't know.
You don't know.
In John 13 and 35, in the NIV, says, by this, everyone will know that you are my disciples. Praise God. I like to wear what I call my unity sweater. It's a cozy V-neck sweater that is half light gray and half chocolate brown. The colors are split straight down the middle in the front and the back. I bought it because of the heightened division in today's world. Racial rifts, differing political views, and even the little disagreements about parenting practices or puppy training. I'm conflicted, averse, and desire peace. So this has been a difficult season for me. It helps to wrap myself in a cozy sweater that reflects division yet is still attractive. Unified despite its divided design, I wear it as a reminder that as believers we can carry differing opinions but still be unified in our faith. Jesus knew unity would be a struggle. He prayed that those who follow him would live in harmony. That day may become perfectly one, so that the world may know that you sent me and loved them even as you loved me. John 17:23 in the ESV. Unity and love go hand in hand. Love is the glue that holds us together and can create a unity that will impact the world. We will face disagreements. But despite our differences, we can remain unified in our faith if we keep our focus on living as Jesus did and loving each other as he loved us. Like my sweater, differences can come together to be beautifully unified. Jeannie Blackmeyer. Faith steps. Think of a way you can promote love and unity today. Deliver flowers. Make cookies. Call and pray with someone. Or write an encouraging note to show the love that reflects Jesus' love for you. Amen? Praise God. And at this time, I will pray. I will play another selection.
Come on, everybody, open your mouth and worship the Lord. He's worthy of the glory. He deserves the praise today. Come on, everybody, all over the room, open your mouth and worship him. Lift your hands and bless him in this place. Your simple song.
Y'all got it now. Come on, say it.
All of the glory, Lord, belongs to
lift our hands together one time. My hallelujah belongs to you. Everybody, come on and come to the table.
God, Lord, it's our last thankful Thursday of January. We are alive. We are blessed and we are thankful because regardless of what is happening in our lives, God continues to bless us and make a way. Thank you, Lord, for everything you do for our families, our friends, and ourselves. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. Thank you, Lord. A breakthrough. In John chapter 6, verses 32 through 35, in the ESV Bible says, Jesus then said to them, truly, truly, I say to you, it was not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven, but my Father gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. They said to him, sir, give us this bread always. Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. Amen. Praise be to God. We have moments in our lives when we seek a breakthrough from above. When something in our lives needs to have a good change. Did you ever notice that when we come to God seeking a breakthrough in our lives, we tend to focus on what we need help with more than we focus on the one who can make it happen. Amen? God provides a way when we feel there is no other way. When it seems that all the doors and windows are closed, what we need to remember is that he is always working behind the scenes. God sees and thinks eternally, while we only have finite knowledge. Instead of merely wanting something to change in your life, seek the God who can make it all happen. Seek him over all your wants and needs in life. Bread can waste away, but God's love is everlasting. We need Jesus more than our wants. And when you receive breakthroughs in your life, remember to look up. that beautiful moment came from a loving God who sees you and loves you. God knows what's best for you. He knows what you need. He knows the right timing. And he will work out situations for your good. Amen. You got this. What breakthrough in your life are you currently seeking? Recalled a time when you called on God to make a change in your life. Did it happen? When you got answers, how did you feel about them? Were you mad that God's plans were different from yours? Or did you focus on what he did for you? The next time you see the work of God in your life, whether it's what you wanted or not, remember who holds you in his hand and has the best intention for you. Amen? You got this. Praise God. Dear Lord, we give all our worries, doubts, fears, and concerns over to you tonight. Our life is in your hands. We need not worry because you got everything under control. All will be well in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. And again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m., our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry will be here to bless us with a mighty word from God. Amen. At this time, I will play another selection.
Let's all hold hands, 'cause he is worthy to pray.
Let's burn.
Praise be to God. Dear Lord, today we prayed that God would grant you more than what you wish for, bless you more than what you ask for, and give you strength to overcome all adversities in your life. Enjoy God's blessings today. Amen. Amen. At this time, it is time for our devotional message. Amen. Which is entitled, Get Up and Get Going. Our scripture reading for this message is coming from Exodus 14 and 15. And it says, Why are you crying out to me? Tell the sons of Israel to go forward. Praise be to God. Today, do what you think God is calling you to do, regardless of whether you are sure of his course or not. If the Lord is showing you to take a step of faith, make a call, write a letter, or so on, do it. If he says, Be still and wait before me, clear the time and listen for him. Of course, you may be wondering, what if I do so and get it wrong? I don't do precisely what he wants me to do. Then be assured, he will correct your course and show you what to do. Just as a car that is started and in gear is easier to steer than a car that's parked. A person who is in motion and willing to obey God is easier for him to position than a recalcitrant person is for him to get up and moving. So trust God to lead you to his next place of service for you. He will reveal to you the doors that he wants you to move through. But first, you must go through the ones he's already opened. Amen. I hope and pray that this devotional message is a blessing to you, as it is to me. Jesus, I will go forward and do as you say. Trusting you will correct my course. I want to do your will, my God, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. And that is our devotional message for this evening. Praise be to God. At this time, I will play another selection.
With holding nothing.
withholding nothing.
Come on, you sing.
Everything I give to you, oh God, withholding nothing.
God. In Psalms 23:6, surely your goodness and unfailing love will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will live in the house of the Lord forever. Dear Lord, your love for me is amazing. Thank you for your goodness and blessings. I am forever grateful for all you have done and continue to do for me, because you love me as much as I love you. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Again, while we are waiting on our speaker for this evening, our very own Pastor Kathy Dubos from Led by God's Christian Ministry will be with us momentarily. In the meantime, I will play another selection. To God be the glory.
You thought I was worth saving, so you came.
Lord, touch us all with your mighty power. Lord, touch us now with your healing hands. For we believe that your will is for us to be well in mind, body, and soul, and spirit. Cover us with the most precious blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Again, at 7 p.m., our very own Pastor Kathy DuBose will be with us. So while we're waiting on her for this evening, I will play another selection, War.
all you got, that's all you got, that's all you got.
Praise be to God. It seems like our speaker is running a little bit behind this evening. So while we are waiting, I normally give my speakers at least 15 minutes grace period. So at this time, while we're waiting for the speaker, I will play another selection. And I will continue playing our inspirational music until our speaker arrives. After 15 minutes, then I will go on to something else. Amen. To God be the glory.
Bread of life sent down from glory. Many think you were on earth, a holy king, a carpenter. You are the living word, say it now. Come on. Many things you were on earth, a holy king, a carpenter. Come on, Houston, you can say it one time with us. Send down some glory. Many things. Come on, somebody say it.
Many things you were on earth, a holy king, a carpenter. You are the living
awesome
word.
Ruler.
Awesome ruler.
Gentile redeemer. God with us.
God with us.
This is what we like to call you, Jesus,
Jesus.
That's what we call you, yeah.
You
were born in a manger,
but
on a tree you died to save
man. The
Jesus, Jesus,
Jesus.
That's what we call you. You were born in a manger,
born,
but on a tree
you died
to
Amen. Praise be to God. Again, we're waiting on our speaker for this evening. Again, I will play another selection while we are waiting.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage my choir in their farewell concert and recording, the Tri-City Singers. Put your hands together. Come on, choir. Let's encourage them out there. Let's tell them that the blessing of Abraham is on their life. Oh, my brothers and sisters, because you are in Christ, you are Abraham's heir, and you have an inheritance on your life. You're the heir to the promise God made to Abraham. Go get your inheritance. Anybody gonna go get it out there? Here we go, y'all.
Yeah.
witnesses for this word. By faith, receive. I'm going to get mine.
Amen. Praise be to God. Unfortunately, I don't think our speaker is going to be with us this evening. So I am going to play a selection, and after the selection, I will come back with a word from the Lord. Amen. To God be the glory.
I want you to open up your heart and let God's Spirit come in. Come on, saints. Pray.
Hello?
Yes?
Yeah, how you doing? This is Willie Bynum. I just spoke with Pastor Kathy, and
yes,
she was stating that one of her nephews fell and got a concussion, so they're rushing him to the hospital.
Oh, my. All righty.
She said she wasn't able to contact you. But I was trying to get her to do a three-way, and that's how I found out. So she wanted me to let you know.
Okay. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. No problem.
God bless you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
I want you to open up your heart and let God. Come on, say it. Pray. Come on.
Now, if you have your Bibles, I'd like for you to turn with me to Romans chapter 5, verses 12 through 14, and I am reading from the New American Standard Bible. And it says, therefore, just as through one man sin entered into the world, and death through sin, and so death spread to all mankind, because all sinned. For until the law, sin was in the world. But sin is not counted against anyone when there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam until Moses, even over those who had not sinned in the likeness, the violation committed by Adam, who is a type of him who was to come. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, I pray that it be all of you and none of me. As I bring forth your message this day, I thank you for your only begotten Son who died on the cross so that we can receive eternal life. I pray for my pastor and all auxiliaries of this church. I pray for the increase of our congregation. I pray for our families, our friends, and our enemies. I pray you open up the understanding of the minds of those who hear my voice, that they may receive your revelation knowledge, that they may grow more and more in every way like Christ, so that they may receive their purpose in your holy will. And Father God, I pray for those who are sick and shut in may be healed. I pray for those that are facing trials and tribulations receive deliverance. I pray for those that are lost in darkness receive the light of your salvation. We thank you for supplying our every need. And all these blessings, we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. A caterpillar crawls on a leaf for 3 weeks, and something supernatural happens. It balls itself up into a cocoon and transforms into a beautiful butterfly. What an act of God. And in many ways, our Christian walk is similar to that of a caterpillar. It goes from a life chain to sin to a life of total freedom. Today, we learn of the freedom from sin and death through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we learn of its great reward of a new life in Christ. My text for tonight is coming from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 22, where it says, "For as in Adam all die, so also in Christ all will be made alive." Amen. Praise God. What is a new life in Christ? In Romans 5, 1 through 5. So Romans 1 through 5, where it does say, "Therefore," and reading from the New Living Translation, "Therefore, since we have been made right in God's sight by faith, we have peace with God because of what Jesus Christ our Lord has done for us. Because of our faith, Christ has brought us into this place of undeserved privilege where we now stand. And we confidently and joyfully look forward to sharing God's glory. We can rejoice too when we run into problems and trials, for we know that they helped us develop endurance, and endurance develops strength of character, and character strengthens our confidence, hope of salvation. And this hope will not lead to disappointment, for we know how dearly God loves us because he has given us the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with his love." Amen. Praise be to God. So, these verses introduces a section that contains some difficult concepts. To understand the next four chapters, it helps to keep in mind the two-side reality of the Christian life. On the one hand, we are complete in Christ. Our acceptance with him is secure. On the other hand, we are growing in Christ. We are becoming more and more like him. At one and the same time, we have the status of kings and the duties of slaves. We feel both the presence of Christ and the pleasure of sin. We enjoy the peace that comes from being made right with God. But we still face daily problems that often help us grow. If we remember these two sides of Christian life, we will not grow discouraged as we face temptations and problems. Instead, we will learn to depend on the power available to us from Christ, who lives in us by the Holy Spirit. Amen. My title for this message is A New Life in Christ. Peace with God through Christ. A family member borrows money from me and promised it would be paid upon receiving their income tax check. Well, I am sure you can all guess what the outcome was. The debt wasn't paid in full. There would be no real peace between us until the debt was paid. This is exactly the same set of circumstances between God and man. We are all sinners because of the original sin of Adam. Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 15, 21 through 22 in the NASB, "For since by a man death came, by a man also came the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, so also in Christ all will be made alive." The price for Adam's disobedience was separation from God. In fact, God was so angry over this that he tore the skin of an animal and gave them it to wear to cover Adam and his wife's shame. From that point on, a debt was owed and a price had to be paid. All those born to Adam and Eve were born curable seeds. From Adam to the time of Abraham, sin was not imputed or credited, but the price of sin was death. Amen? God made a covenant with Abraham, blessed him simply because he believed God. This was confirmed by circumcision. God was implementing his holy nation, and everyone who lived in land of Canaan became a part of the family of God. At the time of Moses, God gave his children the law. By this time, children of God multiplied to the 12 tribes of Israel. Unfortunately, the Israelites lived by the law, but God could not keep, but they could not keep it. Therefore, they needed a savior. And out of the mouth of David, King Judah, God promised savior. Turn with me to 2 Samuel chapter 7, verses 12 through 14, where it says, "When your days are finished and you lie down with your fathers, I will raise up your descendants after you, who will come from you, and I will establish his kingdom. He shall build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. I will be a father to him, and he will be a son to me." When he does wrong, I will discipline him with a rod of men and with strokes of sons of mankind. Now this promise was fulfilled in the book of Matthew. Turn with me to Matthew 1:1 in the New King James Version, where it says, "The record of the genealogy of Jesus the Messiah, the son of David, the son of Abraham." So this genealogy is a Jewish bloodline that follows Abraham to the time of Christ, verses 2 through 17. This blood was from Abraham. Joseph, who was a carpenter in the tribe of Judah, who was engaged to Mary, she informed him that she is pregnant by the Holy Spirit. When Joseph found out she was pregnant, he beseeched to quietly send her away. But an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph, and we find in Matthew 1:20-23, where it says, "But when he had thought this over, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child who has been conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you shall name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." And verse 22 says, "Now all this took place so that what was spoken by the Lord through the prophet would be fulfilled. Behold, the virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," which translated means God with us. Jesus brings in the new covenant, for he would die on the cross and be a perfect sacrifice for the original sin of Adam throughout all of mankind. For Christ was God in the flesh. God brings the gift of grace, which is justification, through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. For it says in Hebrews 9:14, "Just think how much more the blood of Christ will purify our conscience from sin deeds, so that we can worship the living God. For by the power of eternal Spirit, Christ offers himself to God as a perfect sacrifice for our sins. The God came in flesh, paid the debt for our sins. He did what we could not do for ourselves. For it says in John 14:1, "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we saw his glory, glory as the of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth." So everyone is born with this sinful nature, and we are guilty. Christ paid the price on the cross so all of mankind could be free from sin and death. For in Christ we have a new life. And it says in 1 Peter 1:23, "Having been born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible, through the word of God, which lives and abides forever, by standing on the gift of grace." On this gift of we stand, because though we go through trials and tribulations, though we have sickness and pain, though we have feet death, we have the victory, because we no longer face their wrath of God for our sins. For they just shall live by faith, the assurance of future glory in Christ, this being justified by Christ's work on the cross. For the Bible says, "No greater love than a man who gives his life for his friend." Why? We need a new life in Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:17, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new." How do we obtain a new life in Christ? It says in Romans 10:9 that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. And my conclusion is this: be in the form of a hoop or paragraph your personal feelings about a new life in Christ. I don't know about you, but I'm glad about it. My new life in Christ is the life that I was created to live before the fall of humanity, before sin and death entered the world. I have been restored to God's original intent for me. I now have a life free from the curse and full of supernatural power and blessings. My new life in Christ is so amazing to realize that when I gave my life to Christ, he took me just as I was, and in exchange, he gave me his nature, which made me a new creature in Christ. If you want this new life in Christ, all you have to do is to repeat this prayer of salvation after me. Father God, I am a sinner. I pray you forgive me for my sins. I thank you for sending your only begotten Son to die on the cross for my sins. Jesus, be my Lord, Savior, and friend. I want to follow you all the days of my life. I pray that your Holy Spirit takes residence in me. All these blessings I ask in Jesus' name, I pray and believe that it is already done. And if you have said that prayer and believe in your heart that Jesus died on the cross, rose from the dead, is alive, I now welcome you into the family of God. And the next thing that you have to do is to find yourself a good Bible-based church. Amen? A church that preaches the Bible. And my benediction for this message is coming from Jude 24 and 25, where it says, "Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory, with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore." And let us all say, amen, amen, and amen. And that concludes our message for this evening. I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to another episode of Pray One for Another. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you till we meet again tomorrow at 6 p.m. when I will come with our sweet hour of prayer. And at 7 p.m. I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen. So God bless you. Have a wonderful evening. We love you and thank you. And we leave on "All Belongs to You" by the Wicked Tones. Good night, everyone. God bless you and have a wonderful evening. Shalom.
All the praise belongs to you. thank you for tuning in. And if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468.
Pray one for another.
Thank you for tuning in. And if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468.
No.